I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Anastasia is based on the Broadway musical of the same name, comes to the IU Auditorium on November 9th and 10th at 7:30. Vanya, Anastasia, has a mysterious past, and she has a con man and an ex-aristocrat helping her. Glebe, a Soviet officer, is determined to silence her. The songs are Once Upon a December and In a Crowd of 6,000. And you, Brendan Delgado, Glebe, the Soviet officer, determined to silence her.
Correct, yes. My character actually is, so we're the Broadway show based on the animated cartoon movie. And we have five songs from that movie. This concept also basically includes a whole new score of songs. And my character is a new character. You might remember in the cartoon movie, you had Rasputin and Bartok that were the bad guys, a little more mystical. I was created specifically for this music. We are the Broadway musical. It's the same musical from Broadway, but we're the Broadway tour.
Brandon, tell us a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was born and raised in New York City. Went to public school there. Was lucky enough to go to LaGuardia High School, which is a performing arts high school, Fame School. From there, I went on to the New England Conservatory, where I studied operatic performance. Got my bachelor's degree there. And in between what I'm doing now and graduating college, I started a real estate business. I became a real estate broker to kind of like survive in New York City and work in something that would give me the flexibility to audition. During that time, I did some performances, and now I'm here full-time on the road with Anastasia.
Now you're following Anya, Anastasia, and she has a mysterious past. You're the Soviet officer who's determined to silence her and bring her back to the Soviet Union.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I'm determined to bring her back to Leningrad. You know, firstly, it's this idea that a Romanov, you know, they were the last czars of Russia. The idea that this rumor is even spreading in Russia is something that's unacceptable, can't be allowed. So when I meet this young lady who claims that she is Anastasia, who at first isn't quite sure herself, but comes to realize that she is actually Anastasia, I need to make sure that that rumor doesn't get out and become a truth to the people of Leningrad.
And when is this set?
It's set in the early 1900s, so 1917, in loosely around late 1920s, 1927.
Do you have any songs in the show?
Yeah, I've got a few. I have The Neva Flows, which is a beautiful song where I talk about my story. Gleb, just a little backstory on Gleb is that his father was one of the guards that killed Anastasia's family. If you know, Gleb Vaganov is not a real person, but if I do some research, you'll find that Stepan Vaganov, he was one of the guards that killed Anastasia's family. So in my song, The Neva Flows, I talk about my father, trying to my pride and my heritage and my history and believing that he did something noble and good. There's always this conflict, this duality, because Gleb is not an evil person. He's just a product of his environment. When we first interact, we're in Russia, the streets of Leningrad. She finds her way to Paris to meet with her grandmother, the Dowager Empress, and show her that she is Anastasia. And I sneakily find her and confront her toward the end.
And do you have another song? Is there another show song?
Yeah, there's also Still in the first act where I talk about Anastasia and these feelings of this internal conflict that I have deep down inside. I do believe that she is Anastasia, that she's something special, and I don't want her killed. But I also have a duty to my country and my heritage. So I touch on that duality, that conflict.
So Anastasia, based on the Broadway musical of the same name, comes to the IU Auditorium on November 9th and 10th, plays at 7:30. Anya has a mysterious past. You're the Soviet officer determined to silence her, and you're Brendan Delgado. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.